Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
The thing is that the Ashwood style of play is about being exciting and being attacking.
Yeah, but I don't.
And entertaining the fans.
But Callum, I don't think that.
What we're doing there under Rod Meadows and who else is we are not playing the Ashwood way.
But you're winning games.
I don't care if we're winning games.
Why wouldn't you care?
I don't care if we're winning games. I'll say it again, Mark.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say it again?
No.
I don't care if we're winning games.
Right, well, you just said it again. So.
What I want to see is us return to what we're known for.
It isn't what you're known
for. No, which is, listen, which is a checking football.
But I wouldn't say...
None of this five in the back, Lark. Because I've had enough of it.
Yes, right. But
I grew up on Ashwood Way.
You didn't grow up on the Ashwood Way.
Callum,
you didn't grow up on the Ashwood...
Listen, I grew up on number 27 Ashwood Way. I'm going back...
Right, a residential address. Right, I understood that. Apologies.
And I... Opposite the stadium, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And I used to go to the games, and I used to be entertained. And I used to pay less, a lot less money...
But that is nostalgia.
...than I do now.
Callum, that's nostalgia.
Right? But you don't know the club, Mark. You don't know the club. So you can't talk.
I'm giving you an objective opinion.
This is not the Ashwood style of play.
And
it's time for Meadows to get out. It's time for Nolan to get out. It's time for anyone else, Briggsy, Tate, Woodall, and they all need to get out because I've had enough of it.
Can you keep your eyes on the road?
I can't take this anymore.
Callum.
Five at the back.
Callum.
Five at the back.
Callum.
Started playing Harry Weaver as a centre-half.
He's not a bad centre-half, though, is he?
God! I can't do it!
What's that
noise? God!
Callum, what's going on?
Police are in there!
Right, this is... Well,
that's you!
It's not... It's
I'm
nothing to do
over.
With me!
I'm pulling over. Stay
this
calm.
Is the first.
Stay calm, mate. Stay calm.
We're going to...
Stay calm. Sober up. Sober up.
What did you just say?
Nothing. You say anything. Keep it calm. Evening, officer, mate.
Mate, what's going on?
Nothing's going on.
I can see in your car. You're agitated. You're upset. You're swerving all over the road.
He's agitated. He's
okay.
Upset.
And it's dangerous and it's not acceptable.
I got upset because of what they're saying on the radio.
Come
so
on.
I called it in. I called in, officer, honestly, like, best of intentions. I called in and
Callum.
He's saying that, you know, that
Callum.
Ashwood don't have a style of play.
I didn't say
and
they didn't have a style of play. I said they're not known for attacking football.
Of play.
I said
it's attacking. It's exciting.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, do you want to know what I think of this situation? To be quite honest with you, I think that Ashwood do have a style of play, and it is free flowing,
officer,
attacking
come along.
Football. No one else realizes that, and they don't know because they don't know
officer.
The club.
Officer,
see? They don't know the club.
Officer, can I speak to the police officer, please, Callum?
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. It's the business end of the season. For Ashwood, it means securing sponsorship and advertising for the following year. Newly appointed marketing director Alex Morrison is under pressure to ensure the club have new deals and opportunities for the 2019-2020 season.
Hello?
Do we have a problem?
What?
Do we have a problem?
Who is this?
It's Alex.
Alex who?
Alex Morrison.
Yeah, Alex, I can see you. We're in the same office. Our departments are next to each other. Why don't you just come and speak to me?
Because I look busier this way?
Yeah, no, me too, actually.
So, we have a problem.
Yeah, well, you can't seem to get off your arse and walk to the communications department to actually communicate.
Great. We have a problem. I knew it.
Alex, of course we have a problem. You're the self-appointed marketing director that conspired against my colleagues.
Yeah, and
you're fucking weird.
How am I weird?
You call people who are in the same room as you that, and you have a portrait of Phil Jones on your desk.
That's my partner.
Why is he pulling that face?
That's his face.
Looks like Phil Jones going for a header, you know, one of those headers where the ball's actually rolling along the ground.
We're going to have a fucking problem in a minute.
I'm confused. I'm sorry, I thought we already had a problem.
Whatever. Listen, there's some corporate tickets for a meeting with a client. Could be a possible sponsor for next year.
We already have a sponsorship deal. I made it.
No, this is for the official tyre partner for Ashwood City.
The official what?
Tyre.
The official tyre?
Yes.
Well, I'm tiring of this conversation.
Jess, we need representation from the club.
Then you go. I hate those things. It's all bullshit. Just endless sleaze.
Sleaze?
Yeah, sleaze. You'll enjoy it. Right up your street. Off you go, easy sleazy.
I can't. I'm busy.
Is it Champions League?
No, not quite. It's for this weekend.
It better not be Ashwood.
No, Ashwood at Old Trafford this weekend. I'm hardly going to get you to attend a corporate gig up there so you can get pissed in hotel football again.
How did you hear about that?
Well, everyone heard about that. Gary Neville said that it cost them something like $10,000 to salvage the lobby.
Yeah, well, it cost Valencia millions to salvage their season.
Whatever, it's not an Ashwood game. It's worse than that.
Worse? What is it? Tickets to see Jim Davidson?
No, it's a championship game.
Yeah, sorry, Alex, I just don't do these corporate attending things anymore. Just sleaze, sleaze, sleaze.
It's QPR versus Stoke.
That's great, not going. Bye.
Why not?
Because it was a shit Premier League game. And now it's like an even worse spin-off with a few of the same characters, but shitter.
Just go and watch the game, Jess. Be nice-ish. Drink your free drinks and stuff your face with the free food.
It's not free. I have to watch the game.
The best things in life are free, Jess.
Yeah, well, you can give them to the birds and the bees. Give them to Brentford. Bye now.
You're not busy. I am.
Where are you?
I'm going to Forest against Hull.
Well, you're not now.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Sounds like you're needed at QPR v Stoke.
I'm going to Forest against Hull, Jess, end of.
You're not going. Come Hull or High Water. Have a great time at Loftus Road,
You're just
babe.
Not going because you know I want to be somewhere else.
Interesting theory.
Jess, please.
Alex, come on, live a little. Crappy DM, sleaze the day.
It's not sleaze, it's just spending time at QPR.
I'd love to help you out so you can watch the Forest game, but I guess you won't be able to see the Forest through the sleaze.
Right, that's it.
What are you going to do, hang up? Oh, I'm really scared.
Oh, Alex, what's going on? Why are you calling me? I can see
Jess
you.
Won't attend the QPR game with our tyre partner.
Why the fuck not?
Why are you taking them to a QPR game anyway?
Because they wanted the game to be based in London.
And you couldn't find any better game. Jesus Christ.
We tried.
Wow, 10 out of 10 for effort. Look, Gary, I don't do these things.
Well, why the bloody hell not?
Because I don't care.
Did you hear that, Gary? She says she doesn't care.
What is this? Google Translate? I'm not fucking going, so fuck off and find someone else to do it.
Well, that is a problem.
Oh, no, do we have a problem, Alex?
Fucking great. Well, you've put us in a difficult situation, Jess. They wanted someone from the board.
Are you sure they didn't ask for someone to be bored?
Fucking circus, please.
Gary, you're still there?
Gary, you're still there?
Oh, fuck off.
Hey, Alex, you like problems. I've been working on this philosophical problem.
What?
If a team win at Forest, but no one's around to see it, do they still get the 3 points? Hello, Alex? Hello? Hey, Alex? Hello? Hey, Alex? Your phone working okay? Do you want me to tell IT that you've got a problem?
This is Axel Witzel in possession once again, looking for a pass, looking for space, looking to find Mario Götze, and it's cut out by Vertonghen, and Dortmund once again fail to break Tottenham down as we approach half-time. Something for the UK viewers here, spotted in the stands, Ashford City Communications Director Jess Tate. Alongside her there, Sporting Director Chris Woodall, a pretty well sought-after individual. But he's stuck with Ashford City, and I'm sure he has his reasons. Half-time here. Tottenham certainly the happy of the two sides here at the Westfalenstadion. Let's hear what the boys in the studio have to say. They'll be right with you after this. It's half-time in Dortmund at the Westfalenstadion as Ashwood City Sporting Director Chris Woody Woodall and Communications Director Jess Tate are in attendance, unbeknownst to other senior Ashwood staff.
So then I said to her, I was like, is your phone working okay? Do you want me to tell IT we have a problem?
Hey, but did you actually see that?
Yeah?
Yeah, but did you come out and see it, or did you think of it later and see it?
Of course I fucking said it.
It's just people say that, don't they? They say these things, but they don't actually say them.
Yeah, well, I'm not most people, Woody, and to be quite honest, I'm disappointed you think so highly of me.
So where are you going to go?
Where?
QPR.
No.
Why?
Because I told them I don't do those sorts of things.
You always do those sorts of things.
No, I don't.
You're doing one right now, Jess.
Yeah, well, that's different. I wanted to.
Wanted to what?
I wanted to watch Spurs fuck it up.
Of course. Why the fuck do you think I'm here? Why the fuck do you think all the cameras and the world's journos are here?
Speaking of fucking up, Rod thinks we're going to get a point at Old Trafford this weekend.
Have we ever considered having him looked at by a medical health professional?
And by getting a point...
He means nil-nil. Wow. Well done, Rod.
That's not the Ashwood way.
Getting a point at Old Trafford, certainly fucking not.
What are you doing? What are you looking at the menu for? Are we eating? How long will the food take?
Will you fucking relax? I want to order some of those wee burgers.
Oh, the wee burgers.
Aye, the little ones that look like they've been shrunk, but you get three of them. Gliders.
Sliders.
Aye, that's the ones.
Fine, I'll eat two.
Hold on, Gary's calling me.
Well, Alex is calling me. What do you fucking want?
What?
I said, where the fuck are you?
I'm at home.
No, you're not.
Are you hiding under my bed again, Gaz? I'd be careful, you know. There's a monster under there. Looks like Neil Ruddock. Sounds like Neil Ruddock as well, actually. Could very well be Neil Ruddock.
I know for a fact you're not at home.
What do you care where I am?
I care because you lied.
I'm out for dinner with some friends. I'll be back home later, sweetie. You struggling to sleep? I used to be an insomniac. Then we hired Rod. Now I'm a narcoleptic.
You're at the dormant game.
How do you know that? Are you here? Are you doing that thing where you call even though you're in the same room?
Because you just popped up on BT Sport.
On TV? When? How?
You're not exactly anonymous, Woody.
I keep a low profile.
Do you fuck? You keep about as low profile as Mike Dean.
Don't compare me to Mike Dean. I wouldn't do that to you.
I didn't mean to offend.
Well, think before you speak in the future.
Alex, are you done? I don't need any more of your shit. I get enough of that in the office. At least now I don't have to stare at your portrait of Phil Jones.
Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, Lloris had a great 45 then, didn't he? He was doing bits. Is that what he's saying? Am I doing that right? Doing bits? Can you imagine being over 12 years old and saying doing bits? Fuck me.
I'm going to order some food. What now? Yes?
Jess, are you at the Dortmund game?
Christ's sake, can't I watch a game in peace?
I thought you were with Woody.
I am.
Well, that's not watching a game in peace.
No, I suppose it isn't.
What are you doing here?
I came here to watch Spurs fuck it up.
Hey, now that's not very
nice. What do you mean doing here? Where are you?
I'm in the stadium.
What? That's crazy, how come?
He came to watch Spurs fuck it up.
Well, I was looking at some networking opportunities, and sometimes I just like to absorb football, you know, be near it, back in the aura of the game, transcend the day-to-day.
You came to watch Spurs fuck it up, didn't you?
Yeah, and it's fucking nil-nil for Christ's sake. What's going on? Fucking Spurs, honestly.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Look, I'll come up and see you both.
We can come to you if you want.
No, it's fine. I'm with some bloke that looks like Mikhail Gorbachev. He smells the fucking same, I imagine, anyway, you know.
I don't really spend much time thinking how Soviet leaders smell, Patrick.
Oh, God. I've got to sneak out of here somehow.
How did you get these tickets?
Some Russian oil company. Gaza Oil?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Anyway, look, I don't think they'll be too happy if I just slip out.
You should, it's nice up here.
You guys eating?
We're about to have sliders.
Sliders? What the fuck are sliders?
They're little burgers.
Little burgers.
What do you want, some? Do you want any?
Nah, I'll get something
Come
else.
On, get a tiny burger.
No, I'll have a look at something lighter.
Something lighter?
He's on a diet.
You're on a diet?
Shh.
What? Sorry, are you afraid your cholesterol's going to hear you?
Excuse me? What cholesterol?
I need to order. Speak to Woody.
Hiya, pal.
Woody, what's up?
Nothing much. Nice over here, pal. You should come on over.
No, I will. I am.
Hey, I watched that Sunderland Netflix thingy.
Yeah.
A series of unfortunate events. I liked it. I didn't really get it, though, to be honest.
That's a different movie, Woody.
Is it?
Yeah, different movie entirely. Oh. Could you put Jess back on, or just any other adult you can see?
Bye, pal.
Bye, Woody.
Are you here yet?
No, I'll be there in 2 minutes. What section is it?
It's section H. H for hanging up.
So, how's Alan?
Alan?
Yeah, what? How's he doing these days?
Alan?
Aye. How's Alan?
Who the fuck is Alan?
Your fella, Alan.
Adam!
What did I say?
You said Alan.
Oh, right, sorry. How's Adam?
He's fine.
Still doing the accounting stuff?
Yes, Woody. He's still doing the accounting stuff, much to your amusement, it would seem.
Bemusement. You're looking for the word bemusement.
Oh, Jesus, hold on. What, Alex?
You said you didn't do corporate gigs?
Yeah, well, I guess I've sold out. Artistic integrity isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to damage your artistic integrity any further, so you are officially uninvited from the meeting with the Americans for the next home game.
So?
So? Fucking so! You have just been removed from the biggest day in our corporate calendar. How does that feel?
Just give me a second while I process it. What is wrong with someone knowing what they want to do with their life?
The bit where they count for a living.
He does more than count, Woody.
Count, Woody.
Good evening.
Shut up, Woody.
What did you do then?
I don't know. Tax?
Right.
How's Poppy?
Hey, good. Very good, actually. School next year.
Wow.
I know you're
hey.
I can hear Woody. I can hear him. I can hear
Why is he
you.
On a diet?
Jess.
Patrick?
Yeah.
One of the supporters club saw him eating a pizza by himself in Pizza Express.
He's using those vouchers again. Oh, for fuck's sake, he doesn't help himself.
Why is he eating in Pizza Express by himself?
Sorry, this is a private conversation.
No, don't you dare!
So he's eating in Pizza Express?
Aye, and then the fan went over and one thing led to another.
And?
What?
Well, that's not how stories work, Woody. What did he say? What thing led to the other thing?
The fan called him a fat pizza shagging nonce.
Fat pizza shagging nonce?
Mm-hmm. So then it got heated.
Why did it get heated?
Patrick slashed his tyres.
Oh my god, and he caught him doing it?
Oh, I couldn't miss it. He was sat right there.
What? Patrick slashed his tyres whilst he was sat in the car? Oh my fucking god.
No, he slashed the guy's tyres whilst the guy was sat at the table insulting him.
Wait, what?
He just took the pizza cutter and bingo, under the table.
Hold on a second, I feel you've missed a crucial part of the story.
Oh, sorry. It was the Pizza Express on Timpson Street. No, not the one in the shop.
Not that bit. The bit where the fan was in a fucking wheelchair.
I said that, didn't I?
No, you didn't. What do you want?
What section did you say you were in?
H for handicapped.
Right, and what level?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, can you fucking find out, please? Because they're going to hunt me down if I'm not careful.
Who?
The Russians.
Woody, what floor are we?
Three.
Three.
Christ. Right, okay. 2 minutes.
Second half's kicking off. What's he doing?
He's doomed.
What do you mean?
How exactly is he going to get back as chairman of the club if he's doing shit like that?
Well, like shagging pizzas.
Woody.
Look, I don't fucking know, right? It's Patrick. He's always got something evil planned.
Well, does he?
I don't know, actually.
We need this evil plan to unfold because I'm close to losing my seat at the big girl table.
I've got an idea.
Oh, great.
He needs to demand to come back to the club and board or threaten to make their life hell.
How so?
Just fuck everything up.
You suggesting he gets the pizza cutter out again?
Aye, figuratively. Slash the tires of the club. Show them what it means to be on the wrong side of the pizza shagging nonce.
It's actually not that bad. You know the next home game, Alex and Gary are entertaining Hutch and his corporate pals?
Entertaining? Ashwood City versus Newcastle United. They call it the Clash of the Shitans for a reason, Jess. Entertainment. Come on.
Isn't that game live on Sky?
There should be laws about broadcasting that kind of offensive material. I'm going to write to my local MP.
Gary hasn't organised anything in the club at all, and he's just got away with it because no one's noticed.
But now, we throw a shower of shite his way when the Yanks are in town.
Exactly, then they'll know.
They'll know what?
They'll know that it's better to have us in the tent pissing out than outside the tent pissing in.
You and I are already in the tent.
Yeah, but we're pissing in it.
Are we? How? Well,
come on, we're devising a plan to ruin a match day for our own club. That's in the tent, pissing our pants, Woody.
Us in the tent, but... Right, okay. I get it.
So when Patrick gets here, where the fuck is he, by the way?
Actually, hold on. Why are we pissing in a tent that we're in? Surely we're now covered in piss.
Yes, but I know that you're going to piss, and you know I'm going to piss, so we're prepared. We're, like, wearing waterproofs.
I don't know. I think you should wear a nappy. Oh,
fine. Where are you?
Right, the lifts don't work, so... I'm on the third floor in Section H. Where are you?
In the bar at the end.
What bar?
The bar at the end, Patrick. The only bar on this floor.
Jesus, I can't catch my breath. God, I've burnt 110 calories getting over here.
How do you know that?
My app tells me. Jesus Christ.
Why don't you have a rest?
Because I'm going to miss the second half, Jess. There's definitely no bar up here. I don't understand. Level 3, what section?
Harry Kane's through here.
Oh. Section H. H for Harry Kane.
Well, they didn't fuck that up, did they?
What's that noise? What's happened?
Nothing.
Hold on. Level 3, Section H. What stand?
Stand? We're in the West Stand.
fuck's sake.
What?
I'm in the east. Oh, fucking indeed.
Well, we can meet you later. Why don't you just go back to your seat? I'm sure that's just as nice over there.
Oh, yeah, that's easy for you to say. You've got fancy bars and American burgers. Meanwhile, I'm starving over here with Gorbachev and the fucking Stasi.
Then come round to the other stand.
What, jump the barrier? I'll be shot.
Then I don't know what to tell you, Patrick.
I don't think we're going to be united, Jess.
You don't think we're going to be united? Why would you say that? I'll see you again.
I said I don't think we're going to beat United, Jess.
Oh, this weekend? No, no, me neither.
I'll be there. Old Trafford. I'll be there. Waiting for you.
Okay.
Oh, I need to sit down. It's dark here. I'm so cold. I think the Russians are coming.
Patrick, can I go now?
Tell Woody. You tell Woody that, hold on. Did Harry Kane score? Fuck's sake, they can't even fuck up a guaranteed fuck-up. Fucking Tottenham!
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.